This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heblin. A legendary, some might say notorious, Arkansan has died. Rock and roll groupie Connie Hamsey died Saturday, reportedly at the age of 66. And a warning, this conversation contains discussions about sex, which some listeners might find offensive. This was the song that made her nationally known in 1973. The band Grand Funk Railroad immortalized Connie Hamsey, "We're an American Band," a song about the partying life of a touring rock group. It went to number one on Billboard Magazine's Hot 100. The opening lines are about the attention she received during a concert in Arkansas. For decades, Connie had a presence at concerts and was known for getting backstage and having sexual relations with some of the biggest names in music. One person who knew her was Flap Jones, host of KUAR's Not Necessarily Nashville. She joins me now. Hi, Flap.
Hi, Michael.
We'll do our best to keep this as family-friendly as possible. But you and Connie were about the same age and starting in the 1960s, went to some of the same shows. Tell me first how you got to know her.
Well, I believe we met at one of these concerts. We used to go to all the concerts at Barton Coliseum and Robinson Auditorium, and she was always there. She would get there before we did, and we would get there early because we were there. We wanted to meet the bands, you know, we wanted autographs and stuff, you know, so we were there early, but Connie always seemed to be there before us, and then she would disappear, and we were kind of jealous. We were like, you know, she'd go backstage, and we were like, oh, why is she back there, and we're not.
So well, we didn't quite understand
point. Yeah, well, we were like, you know, 13, 14 years old, you know, we didn't know what was going on.
You were innocent at the time. Kids.
Yeah, we were just little kids. You know, I'm surprised my parents would even drop us off in the middle of the day at Barton Coliseum. Of course, it was 1964, so things were a little bit different. But I have fond memories of Connie.
Well, the stories, you know, are infamous. And
oh, I know. You know, I posted that thing on my Facebook page, and I spent the better part of the day just reading the comments and the stories, you know, from other people that knew Connie. Some of them I got in private messages, which we'll not discuss on the radio. But, you know, she was really she truly was a sweet person.
She eventually wrote tell-all articles about the rock stars she had been with, as well as a book, went on programs like the Howard Stern Show or the Comedy Central TV show Insomniac with Dave Attell during a visit to Little Rock.
What age did you say I'm going to become? Did you ever say I'm going to become a groupie? How did this happen?
In junior high, not everybody can be a cheerleader or on the drill team or in the honor society. So I found my niche going to concerts.
And how did you get your first concert? How did you get backstage to find this niche?
I went there very early in the day. I was determined to meet the band, and I went there very early in the day and ended up going to the hotel in the limousine.
With the band.
Right.
This is Connie Hamsey in the early 1990s on the Joan Rivers Show on NBC.
What do you get from doing all this?
A lot of friends.
Yeah. Are they friends? So, I mean,
yes,
do they get
are.
To know you? Like, they come back and they call you up?
Every time, every tour, every time they come to Little Rock or Memphis or within a 500-mile radius of Little Rock. I try to cover a 500-mile radius.
Any particular memories stick out to you, you know, whether it was in the 60s or maybe your most recent time? You saw her, what, a month or so ago?
Yeah, I did see her at Whole Hog Cafe right down here in Riverdale. She was always a treat to run into, you know. For a moment, I'd like go, oh, no, there's Connie. But then I go, oh, there's Connie. You know, because she really was a good person.
Well, you posted a photo of the two of you there at Whole Hog. What did y'all talk about?
That day in particular, we talked about the Barton Coliseum deal. I have not seen that. Is it even still there? I guess
I believe it is.
She was very proud of that. She was like, oh, have you gone to see it?
And, yeah, that's the exhibit at the old State House called Play It Loud, concerts at Barton Coliseum. And there were a lot of photos on social media that I saw this weekend of her, in particular, posing in front of a poster of Grand Funk Railroad. But so she loaned several items for that exhibit?
Yeah, I believe she did. She's very proud of it, yeah. She was quite a seamstress, too. She used to sew dolls, Raggedy Ann dolls. She was an interesting character. She had a wild side, but, you know, she was very sweet, very lovable.
I was surprised reading on social media just the outpouring that people who, you know, because she was a fixture around Little Rock, not only, you know, at concerts, but bars and restaurants. Or I last ran into her September of last year at Kroger. And I had met her maybe a decade earlier, but saw her and we talked briefly, even took a photo. She was a sweet person. And when she wasn't living the rock and roll lifestyle, among the other things she did was she was a substitute teacher. And you wrote on Facebook that your daughters had her for a sub when they were in grade school.
Yeah, they did. Megan, I talked with Megan yesterday, and she doesn't really remember. She's my youngest daughter, and I haven't heard back from Aaron yet.
Uh-huh.
But I remember her being their substitute teacher. She loved it, and they let her go. They when the school board found out what she did, you know, on her side time, they let her go. And she was so upset over that because she really loved kids. She loved being with kids. And she couldn't do it. It's kind of sad.
And back when Governor Bill Clinton was running for president, I think 1992, Connie got a bit of national attention for alleging that the governor at one time had propositioned her.
Yeah, that was funny. That's where she came up with my favorite quote of hers is, I may be a slut, but I'm not a liar.
Well,
that's Connie. That was our Connie. They were lining up all of Bill Clinton's, you know, sexual, you know, fun times. And she was in there. He said that wasn't true. But she was like, I'm no slut, but I'm no liar.
That's Flap Jones, host of KUAR's Not Necessarily Nashville. Also a longtime friend of Connie Hamsey, sweet Connie, who died Saturday, reportedly at the age of 66. Flap, thanks very much.
Well, thank you, Michael. I enjoyed it. I appreciate you thinking about me.
This is KUAR 89.1.